about 25 years ago, I was the mother of three young children, and at that time, I did not work outside the home. However, I did have plans to go back to school at some point to get an MBA in marketing, because from my time working, I knew that marketing would be a field that I'd probably enjoy. So, it was quite a shock to me when I began to feel a tug in a completely different direction. And for a long time, I didn't even tell anyone that I had begun to discern a call to be an Episcopal priest. And it's difficult to describe exactly what that felt like, for it was never literally a spoken word from God or from anyone else. But somewhere deep within me, a longing had begun, and the pull to fulfill this longing was undeniable. Interestingly enough, at that time, we attended an Episcopal church in which the rector did not believe in or support women's ordination. Nor did he allow there to be any female lay readers, lay Eucharistic ministers, or even acolytes. So, as I looked around and saw what I was up against, I was kind of relieved. I could just sit back and say, well, God, this certainly isn't going to work out. But then, by the end of that year, this particular rector announced his retirement. And so the hard work of my discernment of God's call had begun. In today's gospel, however, it all appears to be a whole lot simpler. Jesus called, and Peter, Andrew, James, and John answered. And not only did they answer, it says that they answered immediately, dropping everything, their livelihood and their families, to follow Jesus. That is really startling, isn't it? I mean, who just walks away from their lives completely? Plus, we can only imagine how old Zebedee felt as he stood in the boat mending his nets and his two sons just walked off after this new rabbi. So all in all, it must have been an unusual and challenging time for those first disciples, as they risked everything they had in order to follow Jesus. Nowadays, of course, few people would consider doing such a thing. And if someone did go off after just having been invited by some new teacher, we'd probably shake our heads and say, oh, well, he certainly went off the deep end. Right? That's what we'd do. Or in the case of someone who has lived an extraordinary life in response to God's call, like Mother Teresa or Desmond Tutu, we decide that somehow that person, well, they must just be special and extra holy in order to live a life so totally devoted to God. And so we think that we're off the hook because we're just ordinary people and we just live ordinary lives and we aren't going anywhere. But in all honesty, who was more ordinary than those first disciples? Fishermen and tax collectors and who knows what else, these followers were neither well-educated nor special in the usual sense of the word. Most likely they were men who worked hard and eked out a living as best they could. So really, Jesus didn't seem to be looking for anyone special so much as he was looking for someone who was willing to answer his call. And in actuality, as his ministry went on, it was usually the well-educated leaders, those who would have been considered important or special, who gave him the most trouble. So Jesus hung out with ordinary folks, and he worked with them and among them, proclaiming to them that the kingdom of heaven had drawn near. Which means then that anyone refusing to follow Jesus on the basis of being just an ordinary person, living just an ordinary life, well, that won't work. It certainly didn't work for me. And I was living a really ordinary life in the suburbs at the time of my call. It was filled with carpools and swim meets and doctor's appointments and lots of trips to the grocery store. Yeah, we went to church and we were involved there. But had they been handing out halos for those extra special holy people, I don't think I would have qualified. But still, amazingly enough, God cut through all that and spoke to my heart. And in spite of my surprise and in spite of my fear, I was able to listen. So, if you look at today's gospel and picture those four men just dropping everything and running off after Jesus, you might shake your head and you might think, oh man, I am glad that's not me. Or you might look at me standing up here and you might think, well, that surely isn't for me. And that's okay. But that still doesn't get you off the hook. For that same Jesus who strolled along the beach asking people to follow him, well, he's still calling people to follow him. And he's calling each and every one of us, just like he's still calling me. And sometimes I want to say, enough already. Or I want to say, I don't want to. Or I get it wrong. But the fact is, we aren't called to get everything just right. We are called in order that we might answer. Which means then that we aren't called to be all holy and all perfect. We are simply called to be faithful. Therefore, we are to be open to the prospect of God's call, in willing in heart, mind, and spirit to answer. And most likely, we won't have to walk away from our lives, nor do we have to be some sort of Mother Teresa to be considered worthwhile. Because ministry doesn't have to be all-consuming, but may be as simple as a prayer, or a shared meal, or a kind word. But make no mistake, we are all called in some way to use our God-given gifts in service to God. It's just that simple. And our calls to serve are probably all different, but they are all important. And our call to serve may change over time, but it's still important. And the way we serve may not seem like much, but it is still really important. So each and every one of us is to respond, and we are to act. Because we are never to be selfish, smug, or self-satisfied Christians. And we don't get to say to God, oh, I'm done here. Just carry on without me. No, that won't work. God calls us always, every single day. And in answering God's call, we will find many things. We'll find clarity and confusion. We'll find difficulty and challenge, heartache and joy, abundant blessings, and we will find countless holy moments. It will not always be easy, but it will always be worthwhile. So remember, Jesus is calling to each and every person here. Jesus is saying, come on, follow me. Let's see what we can do together. So how will we respond? How will you respond?